Hello, everybody, and welcome in to episode number 287 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Michael.
I'm Emily.
Hey, Emily.
Hi.
Yeah, so Emily is one of our hosts. She's awesome. And you have some awesome things and awesome news. So if you're like, hey, Emily's really great, I want to see your host, you can't.
You can't. It's not allowed.
There's actually a hiatus period.
I Skype in my hosting sessions anyway, so I never show up at any venue. I just call in. And they put me on speakerphone. No.
It would be hard to drink beer that way.
That's right. But it saves me on
Skype. Yeah, that's true. Okay. Sorry. That was a bad joke. I was just thinking about beer and wanting to drink some now, a lot of now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what is your big news? Where are you going? Why are you leaving us?
I head off to South Korea pretty soon for the next 4 months. I was the host at Pizzeria Paradiso in Hyattsville until recently. And kind of subbing in around the College Park area, but
are you going to bring trivia to South Korea?
Will I?
Yeah,
we can get
I'm
you a
sure
couple
they
packets.
Already have it. I'm sure that trivia is not like a novel concept over there. I don't know if like bar trivia is really a thing though.
I think that you have homework.
I don't know.
I feel like you have homework.
That could have been one of my facts. Something about like. Should have had like a South Korea related fact to keep it.
Haven't even left
yet.
Lindsay's giving you a hard time, giving you homework already.
What is that? Has that different than any normal thing I would do?
That's fair. Fair point.
Yeah. Okay. I think you need to find out. We'll have you back on when you get back in 4 months.
In 4 months.
And you'll tell us all about the trivia scene in South Korea because we've hosted in Mexico and we've gone international. We haven't yet hosted in Asia. So, or on Asia.
In Asia.
No, wait. Well, I don't know why I said that. On the Asian continent, I
there
was thinking.
Go,
that's what I was thinking. Like,
I was trying to figure out your logic strain and how you got there.
Yeah, no, I was saying on the continent of
right.
Asia. Yeah, Asia is a continent, Michael.
Yes, I'm aware.
Did you know that?
No, I did know.
Okay.
I was aware.
So I told you to bring some facts. I know you brought multiple.
I brought so many facts.
Facts for days.
I could just host this podcast just talking to myself.
Oh.
Sweet. I'll see you guys later.
I will not.
See ya. I'm gone. Okay, so why don't you kick us off? Because I know you originally were going to, I'll adjust my facts depending on what everyone else said, but now it's all on you. The pressure is on.
I hate that.
Which I do with every host that's never been on a podcast. They're like, we're nervous. I'm like, oh, you're getting in the fire.
So mean. Okay, so my first fact comes from, well, a variety of sources.
Ooh.
It's about Disney.
Disney, I've heard of it.
Okay.
It's about princesses.
I'm in. You sold me?
It's about Disney princesses.
Okay.
So, one, you might know that the Disney princesses, they sing. It's kind of their thing.
Sure.
That's true. I can confirm. Yes.
Two Disney princesses have the same singing voice actress.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know which two princesses that is?
Okay.
Here's the thing. Working for this company as long as I have, I know far more about Disney princesses than
I'm
really
sure
should.
Do.
Yeah, the official coronations. That was a whole debate for months, I think. Months.
This is one I wasn't I don't know.
This is a former cast member over here, too, as well.
Were you actually?
I worked at Disneyland.
As a cast member?
As a cast member.
I guess they're all cast members. They call them.
Exactly. They are not employees. They are cast members.
Okay.
The people in the parks are not customers. They are guests.
That makes sense.
It's a vocabulary change is what it's indoctrination. It's cult like.
Yeah. My friend used to work at Walmart and they'd get insubordinations if they didn't do the wiggle and they were like Walmart cheer, which I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
I think I'd take the mark.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just not. There's some days it's just, no, I'm not wiggling.
Yeah.
Okay. So two of them have the same voice.
Two of them have the same, not the same, singing.
Oh, the
voice.
Same singing.
Their
voice
speaking act. Voices are different.
Oh.
But their
oh.
singing voice is the same.
I didn't even realize that people had different singing and speaking voices in the princess. I thought it was the same.
Usually it's the same. I don't want to like say that usually it's the same because someone's going to be like, actually, 51% of Disney princesses have different speaking versus singing voice actresses, which I don't know. But
the statistic is out
these
there.
These two princesses have different voice actresses for their speaking versus singing roles. And their singing voice actress is the same.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
So we know that they have movies. We know that it's singing.
I'm going to ask for a clarification on this one. On either one of the princesses, is the singing actress the same as the voice actress?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
You know what I've just... Oh, wait, no, she's not a princess. I just eliminated the girls from Frozen.
I think they've gotten...
Have they coordinated?
Those are also the same speaking and singing actors.
Yeah,
right,
anyway.
That's what I'm asking. I was asking if the princess is in question. Oh. So what I'm trying to do is eliminate options.
Okay.
I guess that's
sneaky,
a good...
sneaky way.
I guess that's a good strategy if you're trying to figure out the answer. Isn't that what we all do with life is just eliminate?
That's exactly how it is.
Is that not life as a whole? Okay, I know the storylines, but I don't know anything about the behind the scenes. So mine is just a blind guess. Like, I know it's not Rapunzel and Tangled because that's Mandy Moore and she does both. So there, eliminated another
one. Okay, see, there you go.
But I think it's got to be older school.
Yeah, no, it's got to be old school.
Cinderella. Or no, maybe. Maybe like Beauty and the Beast and Mulan. I'm going to stick with Beauty and the Beast and Mulan.
Okay, see, I'm going to go Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty.
She doesn't sing in Sleeping Beauty, does she?
When was the last time you think I saw Sleeping Beauty?
She definitely,
I don't know,
okay,
I fell
I've
asleep.
Seen it once.
She definitely does.
And she definitely, well, I'm pretty sure all of them sing.
She has the lowest speaking line per Disney princess, per capita. That's an easy question. Aurora.
I refused to watch Disney princess movies when I was little because I found them too scary.
Oh.
So sure. I didn't watch a Disney princess movie until I was like 11, and by that time the magic was kind of gone.
I get that.
But yeah. When I was like 4 or 5, I wouldn't do it.
So what did you watch?
Nothing.
Nothing? Well, yeah. I guess that makes sense. If that was scary, there's a lot of other scarier children's movies. Okay, give us some hints if we're wrong. Or neither.
Well,
I'm assuming
you
we're
had
wrong.
One right. You
I had one.
Were right on one of the princesses.
Beauty and the Beast. Or was it Mulan?
No,
it was
Mulan.
Okay, so Mulan. Okay. A live action coming to theaters and I'm hyped.
Yeah. No Mushu, though.
Oh, really?
Disaster.
Yeah. Oh.
Disaster.
I think they're going to throw in a reference, but I don't think that... he's not a real character.
Anyway.
Because I don't know how you do a live-action Mulan with an animated dragon.
Have you seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Good point.
I also just saw Christopher Robin, where they had all the CGI, like Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. They were, one, super creepy. And also, I cried in the first 8 minutes. Oh. I was touched.
Yeah, those CGI... animation like that kind of
so
style
creepy.
I can't so creepy. it gives me chills. Okay, so Mulan, yes, so it has to be in the same, so Cinderella's out because that's way 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 before.
Sure,
what else came out at the same time as Mulan or near within them that makes sense? I don't know, you're stumping him. Tell us
yeah.
We need
to go ahead and give us
Jasmine and Mulan.
See, I was gonna go Jasmine.
Have the same singing voice actress.
Who is she?
Lea Salonga.
What's up, Leah?
She is.
Sorry, I don't know. Why
I thought
that.
You were correcting my pronunciation for a second. I was like,
No.
No,
I meant
just,
like,
she's
I was like, hey,
Leah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's doing great. She is like a huge Broadway star. She was the first Asian American to play Eponine in Les Mis.
Oh.
She also played Fantine in Les Mis. She's like still on Broadway. She's one of the judges for The Voice in the Philippines.
Whoa, cool.
So she's crushing it. She's doing great.
What a great two truths and a lie. She's like, okay, my two truths. I was Jasmine, I was Mulan, and I was, I don't know.
I'm a judge on The Voice.
Yeah, her two truths and a lie would be great.
Yeah, so Disney, she's a Disney legend, I guess.
Sure.
Because that's a thing that you can be.
It's like an official title?
It's like an official title as they like.
Oh, interesting.
It's like the Disney Hall of Fame, Disney legends. And the speaking and the voice actresses for every Disney princess are on there. All of them, I'm pretty sure. That'd be so funny if one of them wasn't, where they're like, you voiced the Little Mermaid and you didn't like it.
Yeah, sorry.
You're
not
out.
On there. She was the first Asian American to win a Tony Award.
Ah.
So she originated Kim and Miss Saigon. So she's great. She was also the singing voices of Jasmine and Mulan.
What a good fact. All right. I need to get a soundboard for my little golf clap for you. Well done. First podcast fact out of the way. And we both found it interesting and you stumped us.
Crushed it.
Michael, you want to go next now?
I can go next. I have no good segue for this.
No good segue.
No
what?
Good. Well,
how
no,
is
I take that. I take that back.
All right. Let's hear it.
This is also about music.
Oh,
okay. That's fair.
I've heard of it.
So you've heard of music, have you?
I've heard of it.
So there was a band, well-known band.
Okay.
In 2003, that did a show in Chicago.
Okay.
Cool.
That went so badly that the audience hit him with a $2 million class action lawsuit.
The show went so badly.
The show went so badly that they got hit with a $2 million class action lawsuit by everybody in attendance. It started with just four audience members that sued the management company and Ticketmaster for essentially the cost of the night back, the tickets, parking, food and drink and whatnot. They just wanted that money back. But they, at the same time, they asked the judge to consider a $2 million class action lawsuit.
And the judge was like, okay. So what was the end? Did they win the money?
Well,
did they win the
here's
suit?
My
did
question. Who's the band?
Yeah, I know that's your question,
Wait,
but I need to know what
I
happened.
Ask, like, one more clarifying question?
You can ask
Absolutely.
As many questions as you want.
Was it just because the concert was, like, bad? Like, they performed badly? Or did, like, something, like, actually go wrong that, like, caused damage?
I'm trying to find
to, like,
the actual quote,
property.
But essentially the lead singer was either so intoxicated or medicated that he couldn't... Anybody else getting... Sorry. That he couldn't even do any of the lyrics to any of the songs.
Huh.
So, obviously, I'll link to everything.
So, it's got to be a dude singer. That's Let me write that down on my list of
quotes.
Wait,
what?
Most band frontmen are men anyway. There's very, like...
Okay.
I mean...
No,
Paramore.
Paramore. Like, yeah, like, Paramore and, like, Evanescence.
I was just curious how quickly, Lindsay, how did you get from, like... Well, it has to be a dude. Because it was... Cause
oh, I assumed it was a dude.
Is it because they use the word frontman?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And also, like you said, most front people are dudes.
Sure.
And also, I don't know, I'm picturing, like, the rock star is coming out. And I mean, not that women can't be rock stars, and they should be. I just picturing this very drunk old man falling across the stage, and that's where my mind went.
I'm trying to figure out, like, how old I think this singer... Wait, can we get the year? Wait, when did this happen?
2003. And I can tell you that the court actually threw out the lawsuit.
They threw it out? All right.
They were just like, no. But
yeah, that seems fair.
All right, so we gotta start naming bands here.
Okay, I can tell you this band also broke up in 2004, if that helps at all.
They
that
broke up in 2004.
They officially broke up in 2004.
I don't think it was like a Hanson situation.
Oh, my God.
was it definitely,
the Jonas Brothers?
Yeah, definitely not the Jonas Brothers.
I think they found in like 2006 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the 2000s were just a weird decade.
Like,
everyone
it's just a blur.
It's a blur, and everyone assumes that it's the 90s. They're a different time, people. They're
oh,
a different
sure.
time.
But like, culturally, are they really?
I wore a lot more scrunchies in the 90s than I did in the 2000s. The 2000s was all about the crimping and a big crimping. And a lady at my church one time, I had spent hours getting up and getting my hair crimped, like with it was like a flat iron, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "What did you do with your hair?" And it still haunts me to this day, 20 years later.
So I have a couple
more. Sorry, that's a terrible story, but it really haunts me.
I have a couple more quotes from the show. This is coming from Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
According to the suit, he left the stage on several occasions during songs for long periods of time, rolled around on the floor of the stage in apparent pain or distress, and appeared to pass out while on stage during the performance.
Huh. Weird. I mean, weird that he's like rolling around and passing out
That's
on this
so incredible.
Stage.
I'm just like awed by this.
Did the Bare Naked Ladies ever break up?
I think they lost a member, but they're still together.
Okay. I mean, I like the Bare Naked Ladies. And
Shout out to Nick and Sarah. I know Sarah's a huge Bare Naked Ladies fan.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I love them. I just wouldn't picture them doing this kind of crazy acts.
They tossed a guy, if memory serves, that one of their lead singers had these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he essentially got kicked out of the band. And the remaining band is like still doing stuff.
Hmm. Bye. Yeah. See ya. You gone. Okay, I have no guesses. Music is not my wheelhouse.
I have like... It's just so broad because I'm trying to think of like, would it be like an older band
mm-hmm.
where, you know, like classic rock and like the singer is just like over it, or are they like newer and they're like young and stupid, or are they like,
I don't know if I'd classify them as classic rock. It wouldn't stun me if one of their songs, but like you're thinking like that Guns N' Roses, Rolling Stones kind of
era.
Yeah.
None of them. They're definitely more recent than that.
Okay.
If their song occasionally ends up on a classic rock station, it wouldn't shock me.
So would they have hits that we knew?
Yes.
Three Doors Down.
You're in the right wheelhouse, but no.
So kind of like
alternative.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be Green Day?
No, it's not
I was going to say Green Day. That was my guess because
they seem like they rage.
They've done some intriguing things.
Okay, Michael, we need more hints.
My next guest was also going to be Fallout Boy.
Oh, Fallout Boy.
Okay, mostly not because they're from Chicago, which is like a dumb reason to guess that.
There's no such thing as dumb reasons. I say that because I constantly guess dumb things.
I was going to guess Green Day was my first guess.
All right, Michael, we need some hints. Come on.
I'm trying to come up with more hints.
All right, well, then tell us. We need to know. The people need to know.
Well, okay, I'll just give you the answer. The answer is Creed.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, Creed.
What?
Nothing.
I never would have guessed that, like, not in a million years.
But, like, it's, you hear it, and then it's not something that necessarily surprises you, in my opinion, either. It's like, if you could, I can't name a band that would be sued by their fans for a bad show. Or if somebody told you, Creed got sued for a bad show, you go, oh, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
So they didn't win. They didn't settle. Nothing happened.
They didn't settle. The court, I think the judge threw out the class action side of it. And I think that's part of the whole, like, look, you go to a live show. That's just kind of the gamble you took.
Yeah.
Like, man, that's so crappy.
I've been to, no, don't get me wrong. I've been to shows, seen some of my favorite bands. And, like, there have been nights they were just off. Yeah. There was like, it was like, I've seen them 3 or 4 times and that wasn't it.
Huh.
Whether it's new album stuff, whether it's just they were off their game. I think that's just kind of the gamble you take when you go see concerts.
I know, but I feel like there's a difference between, you know, absolutely, they're a little bit off and they're rolling around the stage not capable of performing, right? You know?
No, very
like
true.
If you go to a movie theater and the projector screen breaks, you get a refund.
Absolutely.
Or you go to the rock concert and the rock star breaks, you maybe.
Well, he was up there.
He
was doing his best. That's
doing his best.
Doing the most.
Okay, so I'm going to segue into my fact, which actually a little bit could have segued from yours. I don't know. I was talking about milk, and I love milk. You guys like milk?
I like milk. 2% is the Cadillac of milk.
Well, I'm a big skim milk kind of gal, which I know is like water. Ron Swanson or whatever. So my question to you guys, according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine, what percentage of the world's population are lactose intolerant? That's my question.
I'm pretty.
You got to love silence on the podcast. Yes, question. It's just dead.
Dead silent.
Well, I'm like silent for 2 reasons. One, I'm pretty sure I know, like, if not the answer, then like something close to the answer. And two, I had like a milk related fact that I was like, I shouldn't do. And it would have been like the perfect segue.
Damn it.
But maybe like a bonus fact at the end or something. Or later. I don't know. but I think it's like 75%. It's like either 2/3 or like 3/4.
That high?
Those are both fractions.
Wait, can you restate the question?
According to the U.S. National Library of Medicine, what percentage of the world's population is lactose intolerant?
It's really high. It's really, I'm pretty sure it's pretty high up there. I think it's like, maybe I'm too ambitious, but I think it's like 75%.
Okay, I'm going like 10%.
10%?
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
These are a large range.
Okay.
All right.
Final answer?
I'm closer to the right answer.
That is definitely true. Michael is wrong.
Did you hear just like the nonchalance of her just sweeping my guess aside? She's just like,
it's because I know like very close to the.
That's adorable, Mike. You play over there.
Yeah. My first time on the podcast and I own this. Yeah. I run this.
You go play in the corner. The adults have this.
Yes, it's actually 65%. Okay. This is according to the U.S. National.
66%. Yeah. 2/3.
So they said approximately 65%. This is according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine. If you Google just general lactose intolerance, 75 is a number that does come up occasionally. The Physicians Committee says 75. A couple other sources say 75. But I thought that the U.S. National Library of Medicine, and it was confirmed by another site on John Hopkins' website, I felt 65 was the better answer. So that's why we say according to.
Okay, then I need a better definition on lactose intolerant.
Oh, would you like to
hang
know?
On, Emily. Look at Emily. Emily's
know
like,
a lot
I got
about
this.
Lactose intolerance. Wait, no, continue, Lindsay.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that basically lactase, is that how you say it? L-A-C-T-A-S-E.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's a specific, it's like the sugar in milk, and your body has an enzyme that allows the body to break that down. So babies have it because they need to.
Well, babies have it for human milk, and nobody has it for cow's milk.
True.
But then you just, like, most people, like, condition themselves to drink cow's milk. Like, everyone, mm-hmm. like, pretty much becomes lactose intolerant unless you drink a lot of cow's milk. You can kind of, like, make it go away.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So what's super interesting about this, it's nobody 10,000 years ago could drink. It stopped at the end of, like, infancy, right? And then there was a genetic mutation, and they could track this geographically by world population, this genetic mutation, and it spread throughout Europe. And so, for example, like, in the Neanderthal days, Sweden was, like, 95% lactose intolerant, and today it's only 25%. So the U.S. population, same thing. Americans drink a ton of milk. But in East Asia, where you're going very soon, 90%.
Oh, yeah.
Are lactose intolerant. And so you can follow this genetic mutation all the way throughout as the world population shifted. And I thought that was so interesting that this specific genetic mutation for lactose intolerance tracks the world population. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's definitely like a Western Europe kind of, or what? Like mostly just like a European kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's where like cows first became domesticated or what, but.
So you're going to be okay not having milk for a while?
I'm vegan, so I will be great.
Oh.
That'll be, yeah. Well, bonus fact about Emily.
which we will ask this week.
Yeah.
milk is actually really, really popular in South Korea.
Oh.
And like soy milk is almost never an alternative, which is really weird because like 90% of the population is lactose intolerant.
Huh. I never would have guessed that was a popular thing. Hit us with your bonus milk fact as
my
we wrap
milk
out
fact
the
is like,
podcast.
I wasn't sure
today.
If I was going to say it because I don't know whether it's common knowledge or not. But there was, so it's an almond milk fact.
Oh, okay.
And so earlier this month, August 2018, almond milk brand Almond Breeze recalled 145,000 containers of almond milk from the shelves. Because it contained what? Do you know what it contained and why they recalled over 100,000 containers of almond milk?
Almonds?
Oh, it's going to be something like beef broth or something bad. It's going to be like, you ever have that gut feeling? It's just like, oh, it's going to be something bad.
Crickets? Did not contain crickets.
Actual milk? Lactose?
Yeah, that would make
sense. Okay, there it is.
Yeah, it contained cow's milk. And, like, I don't know how one makes that mistake. They're like, oops, we just switched the labels. But, yeah, they recalled it because some people with, you know, like, lactose intolerance or a milk allergy, obviously that's an issue.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And so from, like, 19 states, I think they didn't do it from, like, every state, but in, like, 19 states they recalled all of the milk or the almond milk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bonus milk fact.
Bonus milk fact.
Which is going to be your secret phrase, by the way. Bonus milk fact is going to be your secret phrase. I'm going to say it again.
Bonus milk fact.
I told you I was going to say it, and then Emily said it. It was great. I pointed. She knew what I wanted. It was incredible.
You can't see it because this is all auditory.
That's right.
Very, very
but
true.
We know.
Someday I'll learn that, but today is not that day. So we're going to wrap this episode up. Emily's going to be back next week before she hits the skies. For South Korea. So listen back for more Emily. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Michael.
I'm still Emily.
We don't know either.
See you.